The Hard Shoulder
on News Talk
with Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
This is the Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Gemma is after getting in touch with us here on the show and she joins me now. Gemma, I know you are one of these people. We have been inundated with people getting in touch, people who have had experience of our maternity hospitals, emergency experience as well over the last 12, 18 months and not a welcome experience for a lot of them. You were listening to Stephen Donnelly there, I know. We'll talk about him in just a moment. Do you mind telling me what happened to you?
Yeah, no problem. And thanks for having me on.
No, thank you.
And just to say, look, everyone's experience is different. So, and it's difficult for everyone. So, unfortunately, myself and my partner have experienced multiple losses throughout our relationship. But the most recent one was in May of last year. And unfortunately, on the same day, I learned that I lost my mum as well.
So, Gemma.
I had to go in for a scan that morning. We were naturally excited, thinking everything was going to be okay, but very nervous, very kind of, you know, wondering what was going to happen. Because like I said, we'd had a previous loss just a few months beforehand and thinking we would get a little picture and bring it down to her. She was in the hospice downstairs and kind of show her that picture in her last hours of life. And unfortunately, I was by myself and the trap door opened and I fell through it, Kieran. And I had to sit there just looking at a blank screen with no heartbeat yet again, knowing that I had to go down and probably say goodbye to my mum within the same 24 hours. So I went out, I told my partner the news. We were devastated. We stepped into a little chapel in the hospital and just kind of pulled ourselves together and went down to my mum, knowing that I only had a couple of hours left with her. And the last words she said to me, Kieran, were, how was your son? And I said, it was fine, Mum, everything's okay. And that was it. That was the last word she spoke to me. A week later, I had to go in and have my procedure. I contacted the hospital to explain my situation, what had happened, and would there be any way that my partner could be with me, because I was in a very emotional, fragile state. And unfortunately, it wasn't possible. So I had to, you know, be dropped at the door and go in 3 days after burying my mum, and have that procedure, and my partner's just outside, and it's horrific. It's an awful thing to go through.
Yeah.
Thankfully, our story has a lovely ending. We have a beautiful baby girl, who was born 7 weeks ago.
Great.
But the whole way through that pregnancy, Kieran, both myself and my partner experienced huge anxiety because, similarly, you know, you have to go into all of the scans by yourself. You know, you wait for that trap door to open every time. And because I was classified as a high-risk pregnancy, I had multiple scans, which on the one hand was very welcome. But on the other hand, you know, every 2 weeks going in, going, is everything going to be okay? Is everything going to be okay? And it was interesting listening to Stephen Donnelly talking about, you know, keeping people safe. But I think what people aren't talking about is the mental health safety and the mental health impact that this is having on mums and dads and mums who are also birth partners as well. You know, a lot of dads feel like the one thing they can do, I think, throughout a pregnancy is support the partner. They can't experience the belly growing and everything that the woman goes through. And that's been taken from them. And that's really wrong, you know, to communicate by text to your partner who's sitting outside waiting to hear good news, bad news, holding your breath, to get the bad news and have to walk out of a hospital bawling your eyes out.
Yeah.
Is awful. And the midwives are amazing. Like when I went in for my procedure after my mum passed away, unfortunately before the procedure started, I started to bleed quite badly, and a midwife sat on the bed with me and held my hand. I didn't know her, I didn't know her name. I'll probably never see her again. But that's what I had to experience. A complete stranger holding my hand as I'm texting my partner.
And Gemma, I don't know, but that midwife could be listening now. What would you say to her?
She's amazing. You know, she kept me feeling safe when I knew I was losing my baby. And I knew I was losing my baby. I knew I was going in to have a procedure. I just lost my mum, like I said, less than a week beforehand. And having to deal with the grief of that during the pandemic as well and the COVID restrictions, but that but also then having to experience this. And the one person you want there is your partner. You want him with you. You want him to be there with you, to hold your hand, to give you that psychological safety that everything is fine. And you can't have that. And it's very traumatic. So I appreciate that they want to keep people safe, physically safe. But there is a big mental health question to be, to be answered as part of this as well.
Well, listen, Gemma, I mean, talk about an emotional roller coaster. I'm so sorry about your mom and the miscarriages, and congratulations, though, at the same time. I mean, we have a 7-week-old little girl at home, which I'm sure has upended your lives no end. And thank you so much. Thank you so much. I mean that, for getting in touch and for sharing your story. Gemma there got in touch on 1890 453 106. We'll get